Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Number 9, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm deep time, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 376 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo, aka Born Eagles Fan 4-0. We are talking the Eagles Commanders victory. I mean, nothing more joyous than this victory is a first and foremost big shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn. The man is working on his birthday, but is also one of the hardest working men out there on tailgate day. If you see him anywhere on socials, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. He's a solid dude, and he's always down for the cause. One of the biggest Eagle fans you know out there. Getting back to the game, I think we all had a. I'm gonna say that we had a great time, but we had some rough moments as anyone who's watching that Eagles game. Obviously, it's a divisional game, and these games are important. Like, I don't understand what these are. They're different than regular games. These division games are different. But we sat there, me and Prime, in the stadium. It's a weird feeling to see this many people in a stadium, and everybody is quiet, dead silent. There was a air that was sucked out of the room when the Commanders had charged down the field and scored a touchdown. And it was like, it was a weird scene because I was planning to leave with a minute left in the game as we were going to win the game. I might be able to beat some traffic and watch from outside for a little bit, but that never happened. I stayed there. And also, I'm not calling people out, but Eagle fans were leaving before OT. I'm not calling anyone out, but Eagle fans were calling people out. But the most important thing is we got the dub, man. Like, 4-0 is 4-0. Any way you want to write it, we're 4-0. It looks pretty in the record column. We're learning and growing about learning new things about this team. They're learning new ways to win. People are flashing. Jalen Hurts had his best performance of the year. But we're 4-0. I mean, Prime, how are you feeling?
Well, first and foremost, big shout out and a happy birthday to Evan, man. I hope you're enjoying your day, little bro. With that being said, yeah, man, I mean, you touched upon it. It was a divisional game. I was asked in the very beginning of the tailgate, approached by Mike Givens. Shout out to Mike. Hey, Prime, how do you feel about today? I told him straight up, I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling good. We have to redeem ourselves because we lost to this team last year. That was our first L. I don't see that happening again this year. But if there's one thing I'm worried about, it's just one mistake that we make, and that one mistake will cost us the game. And, yo, they took it all the way to the end. So 1 second left on that clock, and they made that mistake. But it went into overtime. They redeemed themselves on that first drive. Defense came through, stopped it. And, you know, offense put a little bit of work together, and Jake Elliott ended up saving the day. I feel you, bro. It was definitely a different vibe going up in there. It was a lot of people in the very beginning of the game. Don't remember seeing that stadium as packed that quick and in the very part of the first half of, you know, the game and everything. But that, I mean, it seems like the excitement was really kicking in on everybody. We had some moments. I mean, I know you got up, you left, you kind of wanted to change the vibe a little bit. We were even talking about switching seats. you know, we had the Redskins fan next to us that, you know, he was cool at times. you know, it was getting a little snippy there, but, you know, it was respect. But it was a great time. I mean, you know, that little walk that you took coming back, you know what I mean, saving the day with the water ice. Shout out to you, man. You came through clutch with that water ice. But it was definitely a crazy day. But, you know, like you said, man, a win is a win. Got to do what we had to do. And, you know, 4-0.
So yeah, there was that moment where I've never ever done that in the Eagles game before. Like, got up because I was just frustrated with the way we were playing. I was like, should I move my seat? Me and Prime, like, should we move our seats? And I was like, if this play don't happen, we're moving our seat. So then I was like, let me just walk. So I walked around the stadium, the whole entire stadium,
hey.
watched every play, stopped. Watched every play, stopped, and kept going. And then I was like, the only thing that can make this moment better is Rita's water ice. So I didn't see the text from Prime saying like, hey, could you give me the Rita's water? Like he sent me a text, but I didn't even see that text. I was like, let me get some water ice for him. Two mangoes, please. I got back to the season. We were chilling, man. Like as the game progressed, the Eagles got in a groove. You know, whether it was a touchdown or a field goal or big plays were happening. Shout out to the last time I missed a Devontae Smith catch this big was the last time we played Washington. See, I had missed it. So, I mean, everything was working out. I missed this catch, too. I did see it on the TV, but it was like, I was like, all right, this was meant to be. And my thing about the Eagles and the way they won, they came back and won with adversity against them. Jalen spoke about it. Winning can look different ways. You just have to got to respect that a dub is a dub. Like as much as we get wins and you want the new key phrase is style points, F your style points, man, because your style points don't mean jack when it comes down to stacking dubs.
That's right. I mean, it's just like I can't take nothing away from the Redskins. The Commanders. I can't even take nothing away from them. I mean, they kicked our ass up and down that field. Hal was shitting on that defense. I don't know where the hell the size head was at. It definitely was not in the right place on Sunday, man. I mean, I think there was just better things that could have been done with that defense. But, you know, he's the one getting paid the big bucks to go ahead and make those decisions. They put him in that spot for a reason. All I could just say is, man, it's not going to get any easier going forward. So he needs to either tighten that shit up. Defense needs to tighten this shit up. If it wasn't for the offense doing their thing and, you know what I mean, coming in clutch and picking up the pace at the right time, I don't know, bro. We might be talking about 3-1 right now, but luckily that's not the situation. We did what we had to do to get through this shit. But I'm telling you right now, man, he definitely needs to tighten this shit up.
Now, big shout out to Rackshack. You might see him in the comments periodically. Guy traveled from the West Coast. Now he's in upstate New York. Drove all the way down to Albany. This is first time his experience. And shout out to, you know, Rackshack for joining us. I mean, he was out there having a good time. He's in there somewhere. You probably can see him in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
But just the fact that he got to experience his first tailgate and his first – I could see it in his face. And I was like, this is great. I see, you know, him coming out of the game. I saw your live stream. These are the kind of moments that you get an opportunity one time, and then this is how you start coming back. So I think we're going to see a lot of Rackshack moving forward, maybe.
Yeah. He was definitely the hype of the party, man. The man put on a dancing show a couple of times in the middle of the tailgate, you know, and then the excitement of him going into the game. I saw the live stream too, and then of course he had that little bit of worriedness coming out of the game, but he was happy just as we were to pull off that W. It was a good thing catching up with him, and you know, I mean, this is what these tailgates are all about, being able to bring people like Rag, you know, here and to join us and have a good time. So I'm glad he got to experience that with us, man. It was definitely a great time to, you know, be with him and the show he was putting on.
I am going to say something about the parking situation. Eagle fans, you just have to be aware that I don't know what they're doing in the lots right now. They're closing down the lots for people with permits. So if you have a permit, you can park right away. But if you don't have a permit, you don't get there early, They will shut you out a lot. So it was kind of a weird vibe early on pregame. But talk about weird vibe. The penalties here. Todd, shout out to Todd. He says, we fixed the turnover issue, but the penalties need to be cleaned up. I think we talk about mental mistakes. You know, obviously that call with Dickerson lining up offsides. You know, I thought the Washington Commanders were offsides as well. Some weird calls. That lady that was calling some of those bad plays, she was not getting love from the fans in the Eagles Stadium when she got, like, I think if you, I watched back in replay, I saw that she was one of the refs that got pushed over. And I, you know, and I was just like, well, you know, the football gods will come back at you in mysterious ways. But there was that call on Darius Slay that it was, I thought was just, come on. That was great coverage there. I thought the way that the game was being called, I thought the penalty, the call where McLaurin had his foot on the line, I thought that was going to turn.
Yeah, I mean, yo, I just saw that. Was it this morning? I think it was this morning. If it wasn't for white chocolate, what do we call them? Milk missile. My bad, milk missile. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Milk Missile's forearm being there at the right time, that might have been a play that, you know what I mean, might have got overturned, man. Because, I mean, other than that, it looked pretty clean. But, listen, the lady, the ref, the female ref's name is Maya Shaka. You know, I respect and I admire and props to the females doing their things and getting in positions like this. But – I ain't going to sugarcoat this situation. That was some horrible, horrible calls that were being made on Sunday. I'm not taking nothing, like, not making no excuses for our defense. We definitely got to go ahead and have a better outcome and tighten up on our stupidity as well. But, man, it was just a shit show. Like, calls that were being called on us definitely weren't being called on them. I mean, we're talking about the intentional grounding. We're talking about the pass interference. We're talking about the face mask. What I mean, how many we counted? We counted like three face masks mm-hmm. that didn't get called.
They had the penalty head to head on.
Yeah. And then she, I mean, they said she had about six penalties just herself that she had called. And I don't remember the last time one official made that so many calls. Like, it was just crazy. Like, but you know, I don't know, man. Like, NFL's got to do something better. Or that referee team right there, just in general, is just one of the ones that really stick out and have to, like, really get their shit together.
Now, Bob from Down Under says, we looked out coached and out game planned. Howell tore us up. You know, I think, you got a hat tip him for, like, a guy who's, like, one of the most sacked guys in the league, has this game against us. I think, like, when the bullets were flying, he was actually making plays with his legs. I thought at times that we should have sent more blitzes. I think, you know, Morrow, we're going to get to Morrow in a second, but when he had a couple of those blitzes, he would one blitz, and then the other one, I think his guy in coverage was in the running back was in the backfield, so he had those three sacks. But other than that, I just think they kind of played it just they really kind of played it nonchalant. They, you know, kind of sticks-esque on some of these plays. The fact that there was a couple plays where it was like third and five and they're playing off. Like, these are the situations where you man up and just lock it up. Just lock it up. Let it go. I mean, at some time, you have to let it rip.
Yeah, I mean, my man that was standing behind us the whole time was definitely letting it be known. I mean, he was yelling at Slay, like, yo, tighten up against that wide receiver. We didn't understand why he was playing with so much of a gap between him and that receiver. But, you know, again, these guys are the professionals. They know themselves better than anybody. But it was just like, what the hell, man? Are we seeing the defense from last year by Gannon all over again? Like, I'm really trying my hardest to, like, give props to the side, but it's like a up and down. One week he's up, one week he's down. And we're only four weeks into the season. So, like I said earlier, man, if he doesn't tighten this shit up, we got a problem because, you know, we're not going against anything easier going forward. You know, I'm watching a lot of these teams, and you know what I mean, and I'm still confident that we're the better team over all these guys, but you know, it's just not, you know, it's not as easy as a lot of people think it's going to be.
Now, you know, you'll hear a lot of people talk about coordinators. You just got to give them their opportunity to work into their job. I mean, you got to work itself out. You also have to think with Desai and the way that our defensive backs are set up. Mm-hmm. We have Jobe out there. And if you not have not seen every single team pick on Jobe, then, you know, I'm like, it's something. It's something so much so, not like it's breaking news. If you're paying attention out there, the Eagles just signed Bradley Roby. And I want to give a big shout out to my homie, Hollywood Bud. You know, if you want to check out his channel, he's hilarious. He's always he's a big 2K guy. He's a big gamer guy, but he was out there. He was streaming with Slay the other day, and he basically hit me up and he's like, "Yo, man, Howie just called and kind of interrupted the stream and was like, getting his thoughts on Roby, which he co-signed." So it was kind of like, I'm like, okay, this might be some news, but some, you know, I'm not going to go out there and blurt everything. But I was telling the guys like, hey man, Roby might be a thing. Roby might be a thing. Roby might be a thing. And here we are. Roby is a thing. And obviously we need slot cornerback depth as we lost two guys. We have Mario Goodrich. We moved over Bradberry to man the slot position, but obviously we'd love to have him on the outside. You get a veteran, Roby, 31 years old, played 5 seasons with the Broncos, 2 seasons with the Texans, and 2 seasons with the Saints. So I feel like he got cut like a couple days ago, and I feel like we're in a space that we need his services. I mean, are you feeling this move right here?
I'm definitely feeling this move, but before I even get any further into that, I mean, like, I'm seeing some of these comments. I'm going to agree with a lot of you guys, man. Edmonds, I don't know what the hell happened to him on Sunday. I'm real big on Edmonds, man. I thought he was doing his thing, and I thought he was really going to go ahead and be clutch this season. But, man, as of lately, he's just falling apart. But with that being said, going back to Roby, yes, man, it's a big upgrade. We're talking about Jobe, bro. We saw it ourselves. I mean, you, like every week that we're watching these games together, you know what I mean? It's cool hearing you calling the plays, like, you know what I mean, you're giving me the heads up of what's about to come, so it keeps me more focused. And then, like, you called it yourself on, like, yo, they're going to attack Jobe on this one, they're going to, and that's exactly what happened. And it was just like a given. Like, I mean, they knew that that was the weakest link, and they were hitting him hard. I mean, like, these guys were looking like some straight studs against this guy. But I mean, like, it sucks, man. It really does. And being able to see that they picked up Bradley Roby today, yo, I'm all for it because we need it bad. I mean, it's the same what happened to Maddox and McPherson, but listen, man, we need it. We need it. We need it
now,
bad.
Now, Tim says the defensive play calling needs to improve specifically for the DBs. I just think, you know, I think they're trying to protect their players. I know that they – with Scary Terry has put in work over the years. But there's There's parts of our defense, like, it's already like sticking out to me, like where they run these curl routes and the defenses know where that sweet spot of the zone is. And then if you go back to, as much as Reed is, he's been consistent for us, he's been a consistent player for us. Every game that he's played, every team has attacked him in the same spot, mm-hmm. over that, by the seams, skinny post. I just think it's like, it is what it is. I mean, we have not gone through the gauntlet of upper tier quarterbacks. So if Howell has played again, he did escape with his legs. He did, you know, not do all these QBs that were going to have great legs. We'll see. But again, I'd like to see some blitzes from the slot. Did anyone say Devin Witherspoon blitzing from the slot last night?
I didn't even catch on that.
Oh my god! He had a sack, a touchdown, interception,
and it's crazy. I mean, we're talking about a team that Desai used to coach. You know what I mean? That ended up doing a whole lot of crazy shit last night that you're mentioning. I mean, like I said, I personally didn't see the game, but that's what we need, man. Hoping that, you know, that was what he was going to bring to this team this year. You know, I mean, more blitzes, more something different than what we've been seeing as of lately. I don't know if he still has a lot of tricks in the bag that he just hasn't gotten to yet, but shit, it's time to pull the trigger, man. He needs to go deep in that bag and start pulling all that shit out. We need something, man, because like you said, we haven't really played that top tier quarterback yet, and it's coming. And I'm not trying to get exposed like that, man. And they just keep hitting that sweet spot on that damn field, and I'm getting tired of seeing it. I really didn't understand a lot of the receivers that were wide open. You saw it. There was like about four plays literally wide open. Like, how do you forget a receiver like that, you know, to be open so much? It was just like, it was crazy to see, man.
You're talking about some of the negatives and positives from this game. You know, obviously, I'm going to go with Nicholas Morrow. We're talking about a guy we mentioned on the last podcast where, you know, he took some time off. He didn't know where his career was going. Took a trip in the woods. It was kind of like, where am I at? This is the type of opportunities you'd like players to take advantage of. I think it's a great story. I mean, obviously we're all here to see the growth of N'Kobe, but N'Kobe's not around. I think at the end of the day, you have to hat tip Morrow for being a sign of consistency as of late. Hit with his three sacks. He was in some rare air here, but Morrow had 11 tackles, three sacks, became the Eagles' first off-ball linebacker with a three-sack game since Gary Cobb. Y'all know Gary Cobb in 1986 in Atlanta, and the first with three sacks, three tackles for loss, and a QB hit. So he could be one of the unsung heroes. I do think have we talked enough about Jake Elliott?
Jake Elliott gives us a reason to talk about him every week, bro. So, yeah, we certainly have.
Jake Elliott, like over the years, when I talk to players and some of the coaches and talk about competitive edge, we're talking about a kicker. Our kicker is more competitive than your kicker. we went to softball games where he's damn near won home run derby contests. He's the best golfer on this team. He's the best ping pong player. He's probably one of the best bowlers on this team.
I tell you what, he's one of the best to give the interview as well. I'm not sure if you caught the interview after the game, but, I mean, listen, he let Slay know. You ain't going to be calling me the second best player on this team after too much longer, man. And I was like, whoa, okay, I like that. Yeah, I mean, big shout out to him. He was clutch. I mean, the Redskin fan that was sitting next to us the whole game, he knew it. He was just like, look, these guys are going to score these 3 points, or he's going to go ahead and make this extra point. They were like begging for him to miss an extra point. You know what I mean? Just so anywhere to get that advantage over us, but Jake Elliott wasn't letting that happen. So
now, I don't know if you guys saw watching the game on TV, but in the stadium, prior to anything transpiring, Jake Elliott was running onto the field and like, we like to speak it into existence on this podcast, but he was mentally taking mental reps as he was kicking a field goal.
Yes, sir.
And people were like, what is he doing out there? He's just getting in the zone. And then again, he comes up and makes, I mean, we don't need the only insurance you need State Farm, but the only Jake that we need from State Farm is Jake Elliott.
Yeah. I mean, he was
shout out to Lovato too. Lovato is the guy that's snapping it. He's a friend of the show. We got to give him love as well.
Always, always.
Pete says Jake Elliott is partly the reason we are 4-0, aka Chicken Little, the new nickname by Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith. We also have to. We're talking negative and positive. If you guys have a negative and positive, bring it up. We'd like to talk about it. Big positive. Big positive. In terms of size and stature, when you look at the way that Emmanuel Forbes, the rookie cornerback from Washington, is set up, his frame, he gives away about 70 pounds to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, phenomenal game again, putting up, 300-something yards in the last two games. I think that was a man versus boy type moment. Like, Forbes was talking shit during the game. I seen him all game, and then he started crying at one point. So there was levels to this. And then that last play where he put the ball in his lap, I thought that was the most sun move you could, like, he sunned him. Like, he didn't even, the fact that they threw a flag on it, were you surprised they threw a flag at
at that moment? Not at all. And I was all for it. I'm okay with that flag right there, bro. Because, I mean, like you said it yourself, the shit talking that was going on throughout the game. He had a couple plays on AJ, but AJ got the last laugh. AJ got the best out of it. You know what I mean? Especially with that play. Now, where do you go ahead and rate that one compared to the AI stepping over whatchamacallit? Like, where do you see the two?
It's not close, but I think in terms of Forbes knows it. Like he that's why he was so much in it. He was crying on the sidelines.
Bro, when he put the ball, it was just like, yeah, that was the moment right there. That would probably make me
because AJ was like,
embarrassed the shit out of me like that.
He's like, you're playing with me, son. I mean, yeah. 9 catches for 131 yards last week. Now he's got 9 catches for 175 yards on Sunday and 2 TDs. The last time someone did that was what's his name, Jeremy Maclin. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
So shout out to Morrow and AJ Brown for being a breath of fresh air. That argument on the sideline, that slight argument might have played up into this. We'll see. Anthony, shout out to Anthony. He says, see you guys in LA. This is a nice little segue. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. Now, if you guys are looking to book any trips, check out phillysportstrips.com. And let them know that we sent you because we're going to LA this week, guys. This is our first trip with Philly Sports Trips. So we're doing it big, man. We're doing it big. I think this has been circled on our schedule for a while now. I think this is where I think. I'm trying to think of the words. This is where the Eagles fans take over the West Coast. Because if you guys weren't there for the Wentz game where he went down with injury, the last time I was out there, we took over the whole damn city. So this is going to be an ultimate trip, the ultimate tailgate. Lowski's going to be out there DJing. So if you guys are around and you want to go to the tailgate, there's still tickets available on phillysportstrips.com. And there's tickets to the pep rally. The pep rally will be on Saturday from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. John Dornbos will be there. Hollis Thomas will be there drinking his suds. If you see him, let him know, let him have it. Prime will be there. Evan will be there. Who else will be there? Jesse Wines will be there. Who made this amazing graphic here?
Birdman going to be there.
Yeah, shout out to West Coast Birds will be there. Shout out to StreamYard because their back end is messing up. I'm trying to take the comments off the screen. Prime, if you could help with that.
Yeah. I mean, I got you, bro. But yeah, definitely looking forward to this LA trip. I mean, it's a couple of days away. We're about to go ahead and take over that West side. I mean, big shout out to the West Coast Nation. These guys really know how to hold it down. A good amount of Eagle fans out there, if a lot of you guys don't know that. And I mean, like you mentioned, you went to that LA game again when Wentz went down. I actually went to the one before that one that same year to the Chargers, and the takeover there was just crazy. So, you know, seeing all these people from the West Coast putting it down and doing their thing, man, it's just good to see. And I can't wait to go ahead and catch up with them. There's going to be a lot going on, and really looking forward to it, man, because, you know, ain't no better way than to go ahead and be on the West, taking over, representing the Eagles. Your mic. StreamYard killed the man, all right? I'm gonna go ahead and go with the flow on this one as Gail is over here, you know what I mean, fixing his...
You good now?
There you go. Now you good.
Yeah, Brandon says it was crazy to see how we took over during that one. Like, hey, we did take over. I did almost get jumped out there for no reason.
Just, I didn't hear about that one. What was that?
Some dude just tried to roll up and was like ready to like throw hands. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, I don't know you. And he's like, what's up, man? What's up, SA?
What?
I was like, okay, man. I'm just trying to go in the stadium up night. Shout out to Kincaid. He said, make sure, he's like, hey, just warn all these, you know, East Coast fans, you're coming in to represent the Phillies wearing red on Friday in LA. So, I mean, just wear, don't be wearing your red all over LA. Wear it at the bar, and that's it.
You know? No, red. Listen, I know better than that. No red coming with me. You know what I mean? I'll wear a gray or maybe a black Phillies hat, but other than that, that's about it.
Bob from Down says the stadium looks like, I mean, this is a part of a Philly sports trips. Like, these are part, you go on these trips, you get to experience the event with everybody. Everyone's having a good time, experiencing the city, taking in the city. This is what it's about. You get to see new stadiums. That's why we picked LA. I want to see this new stadium.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the SoFi Stadium. Now, you know, I missed out on being able to see the Coliseum. You guys got the privilege of seeing that. I did, and I ended up watching that Chargers game at a college stadium. So it is what it is on that one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. And I mean, look, this stadium is known to be taken over by opposing teams. I don't ever see the Rams. I mean, the Rams are, you know, they go strong, and there's a lot of them, but, you know, not as much as, you know, the opposing teams. I'm seeing that every damn week, somebody taking over that stadium. So
yeah,
look forward to the Eagles taking over this one.
Shout out to Mark in the chat. He says 17 to 18 were both takeovers. The Steve Green, yeah, it was that San Diego game, and San Diego. Yeah, it was a takeover.
Yeah.
Getting back to the game here. Look at Chris Nady in here. Happy birthday to Hollywood. Hollywood is Hollywood. We're going to give our positives here. Vic says his positives, Covey. That man is balling. A shame he got hurt. Did he get hurt?
I don't remember him getting hurt. Where did that happen?
Is that we don't have Evan here with the check, yeah, the medicals.
Yeah.
I don't recall
anything being mentioned about him getting hurt. But as you go into your thing,
bro, he was balling. Again, he's showing how confident he is. You're seeing him easily pick up 9, 10, 11 yard returns. Right now he's up there leading the league. I know he's probably top 5 up there in return. So, again, at the end of the day, for all you Covey haters, he's earning his keep. The one play that really irked the hell out of me was when he was on the slot and they were using him to block for Devontae Smith on that screen. I was like, what are you? I'm going to go with another positive. Zacchaeus, man.
Yo, clutch. Came in clutch on that one catch. I mean, my bad if I took that.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, we saw that he had that drop. The best thing about it is that he went right back to him the very next play. That's the confidence build right there that you want to have with a guy like Zacchaeus. And he came through, man. It was an 11-yard pickup, and it came in clutch to go ahead and get us that first down to keep the drive going. My man is balling. So if it ain't Covey, I definitely would have picked him as, you know, the unsung hero for that game because it came at the right time. And again, the confidence that he kept with himself making that catch, that played big. Real quick, bro, I'm looking here. It's saying that Covey is in concussion protocol after that win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's crazy. Was that during the game?
Yes, it says he ended up getting the concussion on that one last kickoff.
Now Donovan says, thankfully we won the game, but we have to stop playing the soft coverage. We need to press more. I agree in certain situations. When we're not playing Miami and we're not playing the Cheetah and Devontae Smith's former teammate, those guys are burners. Mm. But when the matchup is there, I think you definitely have to be in that mindset, you know, because, you know, in the size presser, he said that this defense has to take on the vibe of the city. Vibe is aggressive. If you haven't been roaming around Philadelphia, it's aggressive. From a guy who works in New York City, Philadelphia has put New York City on notice because Philly is on some wild ish. We had another question here. Vic asks, is Gainwell really that much better than Penny? What gives? Negative. Gainwell has been underwhelming. Gainwell is the Eagles' favorite back in 2 minute situations as they're passing down back. He was rated the best hands by Miles Sanders. He's a wise. Who's got the best hands? You say Kenny Gainwell has the best hands on out of the running backs. But if we're talking Swift, I love Swift, man. Swift, he's got an edge to him. That play that he was out wide, I think that's a great. How many times have we seen Swift taking passes, catching passes, and
quite a bit? And I mean, you were clutch on that call as well when we saw that he lined up against that linebacker. I think me and you were both on sync.
That was Lair.
Yeah,
we were both now.
Like, yo, that's the play right there, man. He's about to go ahead and hit him, and that's exactly what he did. I mean, it was a smooth. Right over the defender, right into his hands. And then what? He ended up getting like a good 16, 17 yards out of that play. So, I mean, it was definitely good to see.
Shout out to Mr. Alex Levine, a.k.a. the Juggernaut. He says, I love the dish.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Respect 4-0, you get disrespected, man. It's all right. There, newsflash, there are only two teams in the NFL that are undefeated. That is us and the 49ers. Shout out to the Kincaids again. His wife, Jen, is a 49er fan. He is a Eagle fan, diehard. And they're having, they're together as a unit, but their football talk is, at a minimum.
I might have to steer things up this weekend, just forewarning, though, you know what I'm saying?
Now, Jason says, did anyone notice Washington DC's on the QB sneak twice, had his hand on the football? He could have hiked it. They were. You know, did you see the Washington come up with their own little?
Yeah, they were trying. Everybody in the league was trying over this weekend about the brotherly love push, whatever, you know what I mean?
It's actually shout out to
Brotherly Show. Brotherly
shout out
show.
To Conchie Hawkins Italian Bakery with the Brotherly Love tomato pie. I said, you know, you've made it once you get your idea, name, face on a Conchie tomato pie. If you're on a tomato pie, you've done something great. They've just dropped their Jake Elliott pie. So special teams, kickers, people are people too.
Gale always dressed up like he about to go to his first day of class, man, with your little beanie there and everything.
Ready to go, man.
Ready to go.
shout out to AJ.
AJ, what up, baby?
My brother says, who also lived out in L.A., he says, don't wear red or blue out there.
Not a problem.
My brother has been noted all over the world. If he tells you don't wear red or blue, listen to my man. Sean says, you don't want to be representing the Bloods all green all day.
Just keep the Phillies right here. That's it. That's all you got to do. Keep them in your heart. That's it.
Yeah, shout out to the Phillies, though. Phillies, we are going to get moving as the Phillies go on at 8 o'clock. It is Red October. If you've never been in Philadelphia during Red October, then I don't know what you're missing because it's about to be a crazy scene out here.
Let's be clear, it's only going to get crazy if they do their thing this series, because Florida has our number, man. So that's the only thing I'm worried about. We get past there, we good, we solid.
Shout out to Mr. Iflow. He says, are you get it? AG, you got some extra LA tickets? I do not have extra tickets.
Check, hit the link. There might be possibly something available out there, but bro, you got to hit the link. We personally don't, but hit the link. Somebody had the link up earlier. Maybe we, if we
have tickets for Philly Sports Trips,
either Philly Sports Trips or the game, whatever it is. He's trying to join.
If you're out in LA, you want to come, like, we're going to be here. It should be a good time. The pep rally, you know, hanging out with Quentin Michael. I don't like, again, I watch a lot of Eagles content out there. The Q&A show, Quentin Michael is, I love to listen to him talk about the Eagles. I know he's very frustrated about how our the way our defensive backs were set up out there. He's frustrated with the sticks and the lack of aggressiveness. I know Jason Avant, who's also on that show. It's just very interesting to listen to former players chop it up. So check out their show. Any other moments that stood out to you that need to be highlighted?
Oh, man. Oh, I mean, it was good to see our boy Hassan get his first sack, bro. And, I mean, I didn't tell you this, but Tom, our video guy that got me up on the screen, he came and he texted me late that night, and he was like, yo, I put you on the screen at the right moment because you got that crowd hyped up. And I was like, yeah, yo, I'm going to take a little bit of credit there because, man, we were like quiet. But when that third down play needed to happen, bro, Hassan did his thing and got in there and got that first sack of the season. I was happy.
So there's moments. Shout out to Tom. Great Big guy.
Time, bro. Hell yeah.
He sometimes comes to the tailgate. There'll be moments where, see, we got an inside guy, let them know where we're at. So the screen is saying, get loud.
Yeah.
So Prime usually got the mask in hand, but for some reason, he felt a need to buy these wings off some dude in the parking lot.
He's
sitting there flapping his wings and hyping the crowd up. And I'm standing next to him, like pacing and nervous, looking like not even knowing that we're on the screen. And shout out to Chris Malley. He's like, yo, man, we saw you up on the screen. Everyone was hype. And I'm sitting there like, and we saw you. We were nervous. You looked nervous. I said, bro.
It was like five different people that came up to you. It was like, yo, Prime had that place going. But, girl, you look like you were worried there.
I was a little. It was a long day, man. It was a long day. I got up at 3:30 for the tailgate. But your infant offensive MVP for this last game.
Hey, look, AJ Brown did his thing. Can't take nothing away from him. But if I'm gonna give it to somebody, I'm gonna go ahead and give it to Jalen, man, because he cleaned up very well. He did his thing. He put the ball where he. Let's talk about a couple. I think there was like maybe two, possible three tight throws that he made at the right time. The one was the Goddard, the Zacchaeus catch, and there was one more. I can't remember who it was, but, I mean, he put the ball where it needed to be at the right time, and he did his thing. You know, the offense is pretty much what helped us win that game besides Elliott's leg, man, but the offense doing their thing and taking advantage and getting those points for us put us in a better position to go ahead and pull
out. Did you say AJ Brown?
I know I'm saying like AJ Brown definitely was the man of the game, but I'm going to give it to Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Jalen Hurts, I thought he had a great performance. I thought threw some of his prettiest balls. The one to the sideline was a dime. When you're a wide receiver and a quarterback throws you open where you don't lose stride. Again, shout out to Zacchaeus for running downfield, for blocking on that one play. AJ Brown becomes a running back in space. That was a thing of beauty. And then that throw at the very end of the game. AJ Brown, crazy performance. Since you said Jalen, I'll go with AJ, but I've seen a couple beat writers out there talking about, like, why did they score that touchdown at the end? Would you have slowed down and kicked the field goal, or would you took the – I mean, you take the – I kind of – I get what they're saying, but would you took the touchdown or just run out the clock and
kick. I don't know, man. I'm all about getting that touchdown. You know, no, I'm not against it, and I'm all for it. I don't even know why it's a topic to even have a conversation about. That's that's what you gotta do. You gotta go for those points, man. So yeah, I'm for it.
Now shout out to John, who's at the tailgate as well. If you ever see John out on the street, you just say greetings and salutations. But he says Sue Opeta plugged in pretty well. I think he's one of those guys. He's earned his keep. I think he's learned from the school of Stoutland. I think he's done phenomenal. That's why he's sticking around here. That's why you can move off of guys like Nate Herbig, even though Nate Herbig was a plug and play type of guy for us. But I think you makes you think with Dustin mentions Juergens is the foot sprain, which is week to week. And he says Slay, I think, is fine. Was that a neck injury?
He had a little slight neck contusion, something like that. Yeah, but he's good. Jennifer got that taken care of.
AJ, the voice of an angel, says OZ came in handy. But her main boo, she misses Goddard, or yeah, she wants to be Miss Goddard.
AJ, I'm with you. I miss my man's too, man. He's got to get more involved in this game. I'm glad to see the two catches he had, but I would definitely like to see a little bit more. I mean, I know he had four targets at him. One, they weren't on sync on. The other one, I can't remember. I think it was just a misplay. But the two big catches that he had did come in clutch. 25 yards he had in that game, but I need the real Dallas to start coming out, man. He needs to get more involved in this offense.
In a cool tone, we talk about the negatives. His negative for today was give the ball to Swift. I like Gainwell, but that third down play was whack. Wacky whack. Don't talk back. It was the third and 11, which everyone keeps talking about. Nick Sirianni did defend the play. He said we ran that a week prior on a third and 8, and no one had said anything because we got it. But I think you have, like you said, AJ brings up Goddard. I think when you have guys like Goddard, you have Devontae Smith, who's been all world in big play moments. You have AJ Brown, who's been all world the last two games. You're telling me you can't get some kind of play over the middle, third and 11. It was like, I felt like they settled for that field goal in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, It is what it is, but I'm with you, man. They just got to definitely bring a little bit more tricks out of the bag, man. It's starting to get
– Now, Zacchaeus, so with the Quez situation, does Quez have to worry about his – I mean, again, when we get him back, it'll be great.
It will be great. It's a question we really can't answer. It's just a question that's pretty much got to be on Quez's – mind, as you know, he's watching this kid do his thing. So me personally, if I was in Quez's shoes and I'm watching this dude out there, I know one, I gotta get my game up. Two, when I get back on the field, I gotta put it all together to go ahead and show that, you know what I mean, I'm still that guy. So hopefully this motivates him to go ahead and be that, you know what I mean, do that thing.
Yeah, but I'm talking like the little stuff, like running the extra yards to get in place to make a block. That's the kind of shit that doesn't show up on stats. It just shows up. The catch that he made, obviously, he would have loved to have that catch before, but the fact that Jalen Hurts, a good QB, will come back to a guy who just made an error, if he believes in you, and he believes in OZ. Anthony asks, what website again? Look on the bottom. It says phillysportstrips.com, and you can get your tickets there. You know, shout out Vince. He's on Philly Sports Trips. You can hit him up if you have any questions. Darren says, thoughts on how you're looking into bringing Claypool over for the slot? That was interesting. Darren, I was just thinking this in my head. You just said it. I randomly saw it. I did go back and at probably about 1 a.m. last night in the morning, I started watching stuff on Claypool, started going to chats and Bears.
Do you sleep, bro?
No, I don't. And just seeing what the situation is over there, they kept Claypool out of the last game. I don't know. Did Claypool, when the Steelers move off of you, there's for good reason. We all know. I mean, you remember the play where he was celebrating and the game was on the line with 5 seconds left, and he's like, you know, I know he's got his little modeling gig right now. He was out there overseas doing that thing. Where Claypool is at mentally, I don't know. He got called out by his quarterback for not blocking on the perimeters. I mean, we do like blocking wide receivers out here in Philly. But Claypool had his flash. It's like, so what is your view? Would you take Claypool?
Yes. Yes. The answer to that question is yes. I mean, we need that third receiver. I mean, look, OZ doing his thing. Quez just got to get healthy. And, you know, I was hoping for a big year for him to go ahead and redeem himself from last year. But listen, we're talking about Claypool. If this is all a fresh start for him, maybe he's just looking for a better team to be on. I mean, money talks. Bears obviously offered him something that, you know, I mean, to keep him satisfied. But I mean, if it's all about being on the squad, that's going to go ahead and take you to the promised land. What better team than to be on with us? You know what I mean? It's all about running it back, and that's what we're trying to do. And if you could go ahead and contribute in that perspective, I'm all for it. So yeah, if we had the opportunity to bring him in, let's do it, man.
Now, Bob from Down Under says, can people stop running over Edmonds?
It's getting frustrating, Bob. Trust me, I'm with you.
Like,
bro.
Like, you know, I try to bring up topics that are something that Eagle fans might talk about. And I had nothing to say, but I said Terrell Edmonds. it was almost like that's concerned dad a topic, because there's moments where, again, that was ticky tack on the hit on Logan. It's Logan, right?
Yeah.
But the getting run over on the sideline, then also it was kind of ticky tack on the quarterback hit, but then also the drop interception.
Yeah, that was
you got to make the catch.
You do got to make that catch. And I mean, that would have been a clutch moment right there, but it didn't happen. And I'm with you, man. I like I mentioned earlier, man, I don't know what's going on with Edmonds. First two games, solid confidence was up there, but now I'm starting to get worried, man. So again, with this pickup that we just did this afternoon, it's needed, and I'm glad we made it happen.
Sean brings up that the two Giant players got hurt doing the tush push last night.
They try, yeah, man. They ain't built like us.
One of my good friends, my old college teammate, I saw him last week up in New York, and he tried to look me in my eye, and he looked at me and said, I haven't talked to you in a while about the Giants, man, because I know what you're going to say. And he was looking at me, but it was almost like he was holding back tears about his Giants. He says, I know what you're thinking by the smirk on your face. And I said, this smirk, I don't have to say anything, because you know everything I've told you and everything that's come to fruition about your Giants. The fact that they let Danny Dimes in the game after he got beat down to his very last compound.
Against the Cowboys.
Against the Seattle, the Seahawks last night.
Oh, last night. Again, I didn't even watch that.
He got beat down so badly that they left him in the game. There were so many Giant fans that were so butthurt over getting their butt whooped.
Yeah, I caught up with so much social media early this morning before I went into work, and all you saw was like different facial reactions of a lot of fans.
It was so bad that I was just taking flicks of Giant fans, their facial reactions, and sending it to Giant fans. It was bad. And then he throws the pad at Daniel Jones. He threw the iPad at his feet.
I'm gonna stick to what I said. You know, I mean, this is a different topic, but bro, they made a huge mistake giving that man that contract. And that coach, listen, man, you had a lucky year last year, but you ain't that guy. And I kept trying to tell Giants fan, and I stick to it, man. They ain't that team. I ain't worried about it. They spent that money the wrong way. They should have gave it, they should have took care of, you know what I mean, family. And family was, you know, Saquon. I don't get it.
Brandon says he has a sticker from the pit tailgate last year, right on my PC sticker.
Okay, PC. That's what's up. I got it. Listen, man, if we catch up, I got another one for you, homie.
AE says I'll see you in SoFi. That's what's up. Shout out to Puga. He says can't wait to be at a next tailgate. I actually was talking about you in the at a tailgate there. I found out. Met a family from El Paso, diehard Eagles fan. I said, "There's another diehard Eagles fan in El Paso. His name is Steven Puga." Now, Dustin says Jalen was him again yesterday. Best game of the season for Jalen Hurts.
I mean, this season, I'm going to say, yeah. I mean, 25 for 37, 319 yards, two touchdowns, 112 passing rating. I think you got to say, yeah. But I hope it just doesn't stop there, man. I hope he has a better game another week somewhere down the line. You know what I mean? Because we need it. We need it, man.
As long as he doesn't turn the ball over, it helps us.
That's it. I mean, it helps us out tremendously, man. You know, He was clutch. He was hitting AJ right at the right moments.
No turnovers for the first time. Todd says, is it me or does Jalen look slower this year escaping the pocket?
I kind of questioned that as I was watching. I was really focusing on how he was running out of the pocket to try to go ahead and run for some yards. I'm going to say, yeah, he looks a little bit. Yeah, he doesn't look like he was last year, man. I don't know. You know what I mean? I know somebody mentioned in the comments maybe it's the mask weight he put on. That possibly could play a factor. You know what I mean? Maybe he decided to go for 700 this year, and that's why he was taking the effect on him.
He got paid a lot of money.
True.
You don't know exactly what Lurie has said to him. Like,
true, hey, man. True that.
Because somebody – I saw one – I forget his name. If I remember, he wrote that the way that Jalen Hurts went down with a slot corner attacking, trying to attack him, the way that he just fell to the ground, he wanted him to like punish him, and he just slid and went down. I think I want to see my quarterback live another day. It just is what it is. I just think this is the idea that you have to like hone into. AE says, wonderful time to start the season, one bite at a time, one game at a time. And Jalen Hurts kind of, I love his pressers because they're partially confident and they're partially snarky and they're partially, I don't give a damn what you think, beat writers, or like he laughs at the dumb questions and kind of like stays in his zone. And I think, he said last week, I don't really care about the stats. I'm kind of zoned in, and it's all about wins. Like when I was worrying about stats and stuff like that, you know, where did you learn that from? He's like, yeah, when I was losing. So Jalen is locked in.
The main thing is the main thing.
Have you been using the main thing is the main thing in your everyday?
I have not. That's actually the first time I've said that.
You didn't say it to the wife. You're like, keep the main thing, the main thing.
Not yet, but now you got me tempted.
Babe, we having tacos today?
The main thing.
Are you having tacos?
Nah, I already had. We actually went with chicken quesadillas today.
I'm having a burrito. Shout out to the man.
Okay. Shout out.
If you guys have questions, bring them up, and we'll try and bring them up. Obviously, it's 7:30. 30 minutes away from rooting on your Phillies. Not every Eagle fan's a Philly fan, but I do occasionally see rando Eagle fans on social media that are fans of like the Lakers and not fans of the Sixers, or they're fans of like the Yankees, like Mel, and then they're fans of the Eagles. It is what it is. I don't know. Ivan's on the West Coast. I don't know if you're a Phillies fan. He comes in from the West Coast.
I'm gonna say Ivan's a Dodgers fan. I'm gonna say he's a Dodgers fan.
Okay. Yeah. Now, shout out to 843 Philly fan. This is a conversation that I've had. Shout out to my guy Hollywood Bud, who's a diehard Bama fan. He said Joe was never really that guy in Bama. He said Eli Ricks. He's like, that's the guy that I'm working with. I would like to see it. There's that meme. I would like to see it. I will. I mean, if you're going to start testing things, another thing I would like to see is Sidney Brown. Once he gets back to where he needs to get back to, you got to see it, let it rip. I mean, because we're about to go through the gauntlet.
Yeah, and the man's a crusher, and that's what we need. We need a crusher on the field. So, I mean, like, it would be nice to go ahead and see him. I'm all for Eli Ricks getting that PT in, man. You know, hopefully they'll go ahead and pull the trigger on and giving him the opportunity. We'll see what happens.
Jay says, I take Claypool, but I tell him the first sign of bullshit.
And you're
going to cut that clause in your contract, no guarantee. I think you sit him down with Jalen Hurts. See where he's at. See where he's at. I did want to talk about Cam Jurgens being out. That's going to be interesting how we move forward. Is Steen going to get any burn? Are we gonna see where he's at? Obviously, Sua Opeta has earned his stripe, so we'll see.
Can I go ahead and ask the question? Should there be any concern about Mulata?
I think, in terms of seeing where he's at versus the elite, I mean, he went up against last name was Young.
Yeah, Chase was killing him there, bro.
We seen him against dude from Cleveland. What's his name?
Myles Garrett,
mm-hmm. who gave him work in those private practices, you know, against the elite. You know, he loses a couple battles, but
yeah, I was just getting frustrated, man, because you know Chase Young started talking the shit, and you know he was definitely getting into Mulata's head, because I mean, like, there was like the one false start, he really pissed me off. He was over there doing the false start dance, and then, you know, I mean, he's over there pointing, and I was like, yo, I took my anger out on the Washington Redskins fan, and I'm like, yo, man, tell your boy to get in check, man. Just cut that shit out. Like, I'm like, yo, yeah, it was getting a little tense there.
Let's see. Todd says, this tailgate is Kelly Green gate. That is the Dolphins game.
Yes, it is, man. Looking forward to that one. The hype is real. Kelly Green's here. We finally going to go ahead and put it to work. Am I reading this and understanding this correctly? Are we actually bringing out the Kelly Greens the week before?
There's Buffalo and
no. I'm talking about they mentioned something about the Kelly Greens being brought out against the Jets the week before Miami.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's next week.
It's in 2 weeks, and I've been seeing that, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, you can't, how do you do that? How do you bring out what we've been waiting for years at an away game instead of a home game? So I hope I'm reading that wrong.
Yeah, what's this?
It doesn't fall on my Kelly Green week. You know what I mean? Like, this week was my modern day going to LA. I'm rocking the, you know, the throwbacks. Keep it consistent, man. So it's not falling on. I got this thing lined up perfectly. I got it lined up perfectly where it's gonna fall on my Kelly Green against Miami. It's going to fall on the Kelly Green against Buffalo. But for them to go try to throw the Kelly Green against New York, fucking up my vibe here, bro. Mm. Like, I hope that's not the case.
It's my first time wearing my Jalen Hurts Kelly Green jersey, which is weird. Because I just feel like everyone's wearing Kelly Green. But
I got one in the works, man. I got another defensive player on standby. Shout out to Chris Mallon. You know what I mean? He's going to be coming through. He got something in the works for me. So, yeah. I told you, I'm staying consistent with the defense this year.
Now, shout out Mr. Cross. Has a Twitch channel, but he also has a YouTube channel. Check him out there. He says, can we please play bump and run instead of 10 yards off the wide receiver? All teams do it, slaying us to death. I think it's time, man. I think you got to start switching some things up. I like some pre-snap movement a little bit. But again, teams know, man. They know where they – I know where to, like, attack us. The NFL knows. It's, you know, once you get Mahomes in here, it's deep crossers. It's gonna be a hash. They're gonna kill us there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a shit show, man.
But hey, we are going to KC with Philly Sports Trips because we believe in this team. Mm-hmm. We're gonna believe they're gonna come down with a dub. all these people talking about our 4-0 victories. Have you seen the Kansas City Chiefs? They were the first team to lose in the NFL. And they have struggled against the Jets, other teams. So it is what it is, week to week. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
Let's see. Rackshack's last comment. This is secondary needs to have more press coverage, bump and run instead of safe zone. Tight ends and inside routes kill us. But who's covering these tight ends? Like, our guys are off the street. It's just how we're built, man.
Yeah.
It's just how we're built.
What's the situation with N'Kobe anyway? Like, how much longer is
he out? He should be eligible for the Jets. When we put him on IR, it was a 4-game stint. So if he's all good and ready to go, I mentioned it to Kyler on Twitter today. He is should be ready to go for the Jets. It is going to be interesting, man. Let's see, Augusto said, so funny you guys are talking about tacos. My wife made tacos tonight. Tuesday, man. That's a
Taco Tuesday.
I love to have basic eats on Tuesday. Shout out to Hollywood Hearn. It's his birthday today. Working on his birthday. Shout out to Hollis Thomas. Shout out to Mal Davis. His son just turned one, wasn't it? For one. 1 year old this weekend, man. That's
blessings to the little man.
It's a big deal, man. My cat turned 6. Yeah, like I said, I've been talking about this whole moving process. We just got the roof fixed today.
Okay.
At one point in time today, we had no roof. I was working, but there was no roof on my house. It was a weird scene. Cats throwing up on the ground because all the knocking. She's all like freaked out. I'm like, bro, it's crazy. But
it's a whole different world, man.
Whole different world. And a whole different world is these Phillies beating the Marlins because shout out to my brother and my dad. They are right now eating dinner
and getting ready
and watching, prepping for the Phillies. Question for you, since you're a Philly guy, is Reese coming back?
That's a tough one, man. I don't think it's happening. I think, they're going to go ahead and let him explore free agency or, he's going to get signed by somebody else, DH or something. But I think right now the route they're looking to go is maybe keeping Harper there in first base. So, yeah, I don't see Reese coming back.
Before you get out of here, man, I know if you didn't get a poster yet, the B-Dog poster, send me an email with your. There's a lot of stuff going on. I might have missed it.
Let me know if you need some, bro. I got plenty.
I know some people in here didn't get them yet. Before we get out of here, I want to give a big shout out to Red Bull, man. Red Bull. First time I went to Red Bull Distribution Center. That was kind of cool seeing all the Red Bull. And I tried to get a picture with my homegirl, Nadia, but she said she wasn't ready to take a photo, so she didn't get in there. I want to shout you out on the podcast. But shout out to them for supplying the Red Bull. It's kind of cool offering people Red Bull and vodka. Usually you're in a club when you get that kind of stuff. Well, like, you want a Red Bull and vodka? Like, okay. Shout out to Bud Light for supporting the tailgate. These cans, these limited cans. I know a lot of
sexy ass cans.
I know a lot of Eagle fans have been asking me to send these, but you got to come to the tailgate so I can give you these. They're limited. I could drink some of them.
They
go very fast.
Yeah. I mean, I had one person that literally just walked up to the tailgate and they were like, yo, I'm here for the Kelly Greens. Went to all three coolers. Gone instantly. I'm like, man, but you saved the day because you had one hit and then you came out and you gave it.
Yeah, man. Thanks to Philly's Conchalk and Bakery for making the tomato pies for the tailgate. They've been a hit. They've always been a hit. I was given what's his name? I was just texting him with him. He came with from LA, him and his dad. It's the first time, shout out to Taylor. First time having tomato pie. Loved it. And he gave a shout out to the cheesesteaks. So Ev, you're getting nationwide love for these cheesesteaks. But last word before we get out of here, Primo.
Yeah, like I said earlier, man, happy birthday to Ev, man. I hope you're enjoying your day. Big shout out to Mal and the little one, you know what I mean, first birthday. Rest of y'all, man, let's get ready, man. It's on to L.A. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Join us on the stream and everything. We're going to be going live up in L.A., man. Looking forward to catching up with the West Coast family. Ready to do it big over there and represent our birds like we do. Nobody does it better than us. You know, just try to stay safe throughout the week. Stay positive. Go Phillies. You know what I mean? Two games. We want to go ahead and knock this series out so we can go ahead and have them in L.A. as well, you know what I mean, for the next series. So it'd be something to look forward to. But other than that, like I said, just check on your peeps. Stay blessed and see you on the next one. Go Birds.
Last word before we get out of here. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips again for sending on this awesome trip. We love traveling. We love seeing the cities across the country, repping our birds. It's a great, very grateful. All this stuff doesn't happen without support from you guys. And, you know, shout out to Philly Sports Trips. The first event will be the pep rally. The tailgate will be on Sunday. DJ Lowski will be skinning. We'll be spinning out there. Let's see. And look at that. Who's ugly mugs on the flyer there?
It's all our ugly mugs. Well, my ugly mug is officially under the mask, but...
So here's some information for the pep rally on Saturday, October 7th, 4 o'clock to 7 p.m. It will be at the Tavern on the Main. Again, John Doris Boss will be there. Quentin Michael, Hollis Thomas will be there. It should be a good time. Bring the vibes, man. It's going to be a great time in L.A. And I'm excited, man. Eagles are 4-0. Don't let anybody talk you out of your happiness. Let everybody know that your team's 4-0, because there's only two in the league. But we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.